Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar continues to struggle after court-authorized home raid. By Jacob Bliss on January 21, 2022. Texas Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar appears to be struggling in his re-election efforts after a court-authorized FBI raid of his house. Following a Wednesday report from Breitbart, Texas that said federal authorities raided the home of Cuellar in Laredo, Texas, with the details still being unknown, Cuellar's press secretary Dana Ujantab issued a statement saying, "Congressman Cuellar will fully cooperate in any investigation. He is committed to ensuring that justice and the law are upheld." Since then, Cuellar's re-election hopes have been falling apart as a pro-Cuellar PAC pulled a TV ad buy on Thursday that was scheduled to run until January 29. According to a source that spoke with a Texas Tribune reporter after the group appeared to initially not respond to a request for comment. Additionally, the former failed presidential 2020 candidate Julian Castro tweeted that the working families of TX28 who need a champion in Congress can't risk losing a Democratic seat because the incumbent is under a cloud of suspicion. Castro, however, noted that the congressman is entitled to a presumption of innocence of any wrongdoing. Furthermore, the congressman's far-left-backed primary opponent Jessica Cisneros received another endorsement from the so-called squad leader Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Ocasio-Cortez said in her first endorsement of the 2022 cycle that Jessica is a progressive fighter for working families who is running on a far-left platform of passing a Green New Deal, Medicare for all, and advancing reproductive justice in a state that has just dealt a major blow to abortion access. She's running against Henry Seller, the last anti-choice Democrat in the House who, before being challenged by Jessica in 2020, had a 70% voting record of siding with Donald Trump, she added. Cisneros, while slightly ahead of Cuellar in the most recent poll, 36% to 35%, when the likely Democrat voters in Texas's 28th district were asked about the two candidates, is also backed by far-left congressional members and organizations such as Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, Sunrise Movement, NARAL, and Emily's List. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.